Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. Today, I am happy to welcome Richard Doty. He served in the Air Force Office of Special Investigations as a counterintelligence officer for 10 years. During his counterintelligence days, he was briefed into the U.S. program, which investigated UFOs and extraterrestrial contact. During his time at AFOSI, he was assigned to the Groom Lake complex, where he had access to and worked on highly classified projects involving UFOs and UAPs and extraterrestrial entities. He is now a private citizen living in New Mexico and is a researcher of a wide variety of things, including UFOs and historical events in New Mexico, including ghost towns, Roswell, and remote locations of paranormal activity. Mr. Doty, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great to be on your show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really looking forward to your presentation in Laughlin and meeting you and meeting all of you, of course. But this is going to be fascinating. You actually were assigned to Area 51 or the Groom Lake Complex for a little while, and you're going to be disclosing a little bit of information about that. So I'm really stoked to hear that. And I'd love for you to give us just a little preview of what you're going to be talking about.
Well, I'm going to talk about some investigations I conducted while I was there. One particular one involved a family, the Norris family, that had a very strange event occurred. They were subject of this strange happening while they were traveling from Ely, Nevada to the Death Valley on a vacation. And they were unfortunately delayed by an extraterrestrial contact. I'm going to talk about that. And I'm going to talk about how the HAVBLUE, or the F-117 project, which was highly classified back in those days, intermingled with that particular incident involving the Norris family. It's going to be a great presentation. I have 75 minutes to present it. Hopefully, I'll get it up. Get all of it done and all through. And there's a couple other aspects of my assignment at Groom Lake Complex or Area 51 that I'd like to mention. Some highly classified things that are no longer classified or may still be classified, but I'm not really worried about it because my non-disclosure agreement with the United States government is over with now. So I can talk about most everything.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, lately, we've heard a lot of talk from our mainstream media about UFOs, the Pentagon releases. We're going to have some more information supposedly coming up in June. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. Why do you think now, and especially, you know, since the 2017 Times article it ticked up, but in 2020, it seemed to really pick up with this kind of slow drip disclosure coming from our own government and media. Why do you think it's happening now?
Well, I think one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing with the government. The government knows about this. There's hundreds, or probably thousands of us still alive out there that have been involved in the subject matter since the late 70s, early 80s. I personally know a good number of them that are still alive and that were involved with the program. And I'm sure there's still some alive that was involved back in the 60s. 50s, 60s, and 70s. I know a couple, just a few. But the phenomena isn't new. It started in 1947 at Roswell, and it occurred hundreds of times over the last 40 or 50 years. And the government knows about it. The government has extraterrestrials under glass, so to speak, and they have captured ET flying crafts. And I'm going to talk about one of those at the UFO convention. So the government knows about it. Now, why now in 2021, there's so much talk about disclosure? I think there's a small branch of the government within the Pentagon that just learned about this back in 2017 or maybe 2016. And now they, not knowing what the rest of the government has, wants to get this out. And I think it's going to be a slow disclosure process beginning probably within the next 6 to 8 months. Are they going to tell us everything the government has? No, I don't think so. A lot of it's still highly classified. And there's some aspects of our contact with extraterrestrials that I won't talk about. But just the fact that we have had contact, we have captured some crafts, and these crafts are from other worlds, should be disclosed to the public.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. Now, I know this is going to be part of your presentation, so I don't want you to give away too much, but you've actually were able to see with your own eyes craft and extraterrestrial entities?
Yes. Yes, I did. During my time there, I had the occasion, or I was fortunate enough, or unfortunate, however you want to look at it, to see some things that one particular thing I saw that I probably wouldn't want to see again. I had actual face-to-face with an ET, but there's a lot of technology out there in Area 51 and also at Tonopah Air Force Base or within the Nellis Test and Training Range that involves ET and ET technology and reverse engineering that I had witnessed to. And this was back in the 80s. Now, you can just imagine if we were reverse engineering highly technical technology from other worlds back in the 80s, just imagine what we have now today in 2021 and what the government is keeping secret and what the government is flying out there or testing out there. Now, my side of this thing, this disclosure and what the Navy pilots saw and what some Air Force pilots have now came out and disclosed, I think about 90% of those things that they're seeing are probably from another world. But I think there's about 10% out there that are our technology that we're testing, and we're flying these things out there to test our pilots. Know that the technology that we're testing is so advanced that they probably wouldn't be able to react to it in time to shoot it down. But we're testing their tactics, and on the other side of it, we're testing these highly classified crafts that we're trying to perfect in order to fly against our enemies.
It seems like in some ways they're trying to paint the UFO phenomenon as a threat. Now, I don't know if I necessarily see it that way. What are your thoughts? Do you think that they're a threat? Because it seems like if they were, they could have annihilated us a long time ago.
Absolutely. You're right. I think it's hard to understand for most people what I'm about to say, but it's as if this highly advanced civilization, and there's, I know that there's more than one race of ETs visiting Earth. Okay, we know it. I mean, thousands of people know this. It's not classified. It's not a hidden fact. So these various ETs that are visiting Earth, they have an agenda. But we as Earthlings can't understand their agenda. It's like us trying to understand the thinkings of an ant or an animal. You know, we can look at them, we can see what they're doing, but we can't understand what they're thinking, if they are able to think, or what the reactionary manners are. We can't understand that. So what we as Americans are doing is looking at these ETs and saying, this is what we think they're doing. This is what we're thinking out there. We're only using our thought patterns as a human being to try to understand an extraterrestrial race, which isn't going to work. You know, their brains are so advanced that we can't possibly understand how they think or what their thought process is. So here we are trying to understand what they're doing. And they may be just looking at us as if we're a petri dish, studying us. Or maybe, and this is tough for people to understand, and this is where the religious aspects come in, maybe they put us here. Maybe they put us here thousands of years ago, or hundreds of thousands of years ago, or 100, maybe a million years ago, and watched us develop over these hundreds and millions of years. And now they see us, they see the civilization that has advanced so much, and they're still studying us. Maybe that's what they're doing. Or maybe there's some other agenda they have that we just can't understand.
Yeah. That.
But like you said, if they wanted to destroy us, they could have done that. They were so advanced, they could have easily destroyed us, which obviously they haven't done.
Right. Yeah, and it sometimes makes me think that we very well could be some kind of experiment for extraterrestrials. It could be just as simple as that. Now, I'd like to know, before I let you go, do you think that we're going to get any profound information in June to come out of this document dump?
I still have a lot of contacts with the government. I don't think we're going to get what we want to get.
Right.
I think we're going to get some things. There are, as I understand, it was hinted to the press, and it was told to me by an insider, somebody who's still working within the Defense Intelligence Agency. There's 6,000 hours of recordings, video recordings of pilots' contacts with UFOs or UAPs. We're not going to get all 6,000 hours of this. We're going to get probably maybe 20 to 30 more hours of it, but the really good stuff is still out there. And the contacts, the ground contacts that have been filmed, where we, either a military unit or some intelligence unit, actually made contact with these things, and they recorded it, that we probably won't get that stuff, because that's gonna scare a lot of people. So I don't believe we're going to get that, but that information, those videos are out there.
That's really fascinating. And we definitely live in fascinating times. So I'm very interested. I'm going to be keeping a close eye, of course, on everything coming out. And, you know, I'm sure you will as well. And I really look forward to meeting you in Laughlin. Now, for people that would like to find out more information about you and, you know, some of the research you've done, is there a website that they can go to, or social media or anything like that?
Well, I had a website, but it was crashed, of course. You know, there's some people don't think that I'm legitimate out there, think I'm spreading disinformation. And it was hacked about a year and a half, 18 months ago. So I have a couple of email addresses, and I'd be more than happy to give them. I get hundreds of emails, and I try to answer every one of them. My first email address is Rick, R-I-C-K, D-O-T-Y, 166 at msn.com. And the other one is Toppan, T-O-P-P-A-N, 166 at gmail.com. Those are two emails they can get me, ask me questions, send me things that they want me to look at. And like I said, I get hundreds of emails a week. I try to answer most of them. Some of them are real negative, and I still try to answer those. I mean, if they're common sense questions and it's still on a negative side, I'll still try to answer those questions or those comments.
Very good. Well, like I said, I'm looking forward to meeting you, Laughlin. Definitely looking forward to hearing this presentation and, of course, meeting all of you. So it's going to be an amazing time. I really hope to see all of you there. Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. Today, I'm happy to welcome Ruth Ann Friend. She is the author of 3 books and a contributor on a 4th. She is a Reiki master practitioner, teacher for nearly 30 years, a clairvoyant reader, and practices hypnosis. She and her son, David, led a family earth life among loved ones and a secret life with extraterrestrials. The being's agenda was to arrange their own messages to speak their words of truth to humanity in her last book, Aliens Within Our Own Selves. Ruth Ann, welcome. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Look forward to being on your show today.
Yes, I look forward to having you, and I look forward to meeting you in Laughlin. You have a fascinating presentation and a lifetime of experiences, and I love having people like yourself on my show to discuss their experiences to help not only me understand, to help my audience understand, and everyone who hears this to get a better understanding of the phenomenon. And I believe that also not only is the paranormal and UFO world connected, but a lot of these strange phenomena that we can't explain may be also connected to this as well. Let's start out today with a little bit about what you're going to be presenting in Laughlin. What is the title of your presentation?
My presentation is A Lifelong Journey with Extraterrestrials.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about it. Give us a little teaser about what you're going to be talking about.
Okay, what I'm involved in since I was very small is seeing and hearing into the spirit and paranormal worlds. And also, I found out that I was going to meet my extraterrestrial high council. And this is where everything took off later in my life. And it was a secret life because I had 4 children and I didn't want them ridiculed and growing up that way. So when my son was born, I saw he was just like me. And we worked together on many, many things for many years until he passed away.
What was, how old were you with one of these earliest experiences that you can remember?
I was probably about 4, maybe 5. And I remember I would go, I called it into the sky with these beings that I didn't really know what they were. I really never got a really good look at them, but oh, I loved going with them. I loved it. And I remember when I was returned, it was just like, a fast return. I just all of a sudden, you know, I'm back in my bed. Although I didn't understand anything, I never told anybody about it. I remember all those years, I didn't say anything about it. It was a common thing with me, but I thought maybe they had taken part of my memory away. I don't know, because later on when I was a teenager, I died in a car wreck. And I remember exactly everything that happened in the other dimension. And I was sent back because the voice told me that I had 4 little souls waiting in the wings to be born one day. So it went on from there.
That is very interesting. Now, would you say that most of your encounters with ETs, extraterrestrials were positive, or did you have any negative encounters as well?
And I've never had a negative encounter. They are the Christ-like beings. Everything is one. Everything was created at the same time. They're my teachers, my loved ones, my other families. So I felt very excited and honored to have not only a loving earth family, but I had a whole nother life with other beings.
Now, you mentioned the High Council earlier. Could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yes, it's the Masters, and I always have called it the High Council. There were 4 that always came or that I went to. With the other extraterrestrials when we were in school. They said, this is merely Earth school. All of us here, this is a school. And hopefully we all learn something from this school. But the High Council, I have one particular photograph I'm bringing when they came here, and it has a certain message to it that I'll explain also. But this was just my life, and my son the same way. I mean, he went with them all the time too. So it was really good because we were the only two that could share all this together because we could not talk about this part of life.
Now, you also had different types of paranormal experiences. What kind of experiences were those? Were you seeing apparitions or spirits?
Oh, yes. I still do all the time to this day. I don't think that'll ever leave me. In fact, sometimes at funerals, I see the deceased one and they're already giving me information, wanting me to tell their loved ones like I'm all right, I'm okay. So, you know, the things like that, but of course I cannot do that. But somehow, some way, that door might open a year later or 2 years later, and I'll have just the right opportunity to give them that message. So there's a lot working in between all of this, but I've always been able to, like in my first book, there were seven spirits in this house, and we became acquainted with them. It wasn't always an easy life for the rest of my family, but I began to know them very well, and they stayed here almost 40 years. And then one day they told me they had to go back because their work was over. So a lot of whatever their work was in my dimension, I don't know. But I would see them often. I would hear them. They would do certain things in the house. We had one I called the cleaning lady. Her name was Caroline. And I would do laundry, and I would go back up to fold it, and my laundry would be folded. And this is the truth. Wow. Now she was really she would, but see, she was still living. Our dimensions were overlapped somehow because they were all still living here, doing the same things. I could smell food. We would wake up 2 and 3 in the morning, and smell the best food cooking. All kinds of odors coming up the stairs. Run downstairs, and of course it was just a dark, empty kitchen. But you could hear water pails where they brought in water in the old wooden buckets and the wooden floors. Well, we didn't have the wooden floors. We had the kitchen carpet then and stuff. And we sure didn't have any wooden pails. But I mean, I just marveled at the things that they were still doing and could do, which told me their intelligence never leaves. Their intelligence, how could it? They were still reliving their life. And I know at times when I was sick, there was a little girl here that we were very fond of who died very young in the house. And I would look over when I'd be laid down and there'd be a little flower there beside me. And it was funny because it always came out of one of the artificial flowers in the living room. But she would bring a flower. So we had all kinds of really exciting and rare, and they could tell when you're sad. We just had all kinds of experiences.
Now, do you find that throughout your, I guess, working with people through hypnotherapy and different types of modalities that most people have experiences with extraterrestrials are also having these paranormal experiences, that it's usually connected in some way?
Yes, it's all connected. I rarely spoke to anyone about any of this. Only when I came out to tell of our lives was in the first book, and the children were all older and some were gone. So that's when they told me. Now they named each book. I have never put a title on any of my books. And that was The Extraterrestrials. And that book was the third one. And that's when they wanted our life, their messages, their all kinds of wonderful things that people wonder about, I put in the book. Their exact words. I would not change one word. And a lot of it they did write. And I'm going to bring a few of those messages that they wrote. Edgar Cayce was a main teacher to us. He said he had been with us always, and he always would be. And he taught my son and I the trance states, and we spent time on that through part of 1 year. And he said we had to do it then, something about the time, the timing of it had to be done then or it would be too late. So I don't know what all that meant. But so
now, Edgar Cayce, you spoke with his spirit?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I've got his. I'm going to bring a few of the things that he did here and a couple of his messages. We've always been together. I went to Kentucky twice, the town he was from. And I went to the old home. It was falling down, of course, but I could feel him there then. And when I came home a couple nights later, I had a vision where I was in that house, and I found something that they had left behind, and it was just a real sweet story, you know, when I was there. So it was confirmed.
Wow, that is really cool. Well, Ruth, I can't wait to hear more about all these stories and hear your presentation at the conference and meet you there. That's going to be great. Now, for people who would like to find out more about your books and some of the work that you've done between now and then, what's the best way that they'd be able to do so?
Well, they could just, all the books are on Amazon Books. And one is Under the Rainbow Crossing. That's the first one about the spirit and paranormal world. The second one was after my son went back, the story of David, and it tells of his many miracles. It tells of our work together in that book, that the doctors could not understand him. And I knew why they couldn't. Many times when the extraterrestrials would heal him on the ship, I would watch them, and at times they exchanged our blood. There were different things that I put in the book that happened. So that book has a lot of information in it also. And then the third book, Aliens Within Our Own Selves, clearly to me would let anyone know how we are all combined as one. It's one thing. And so it has their own messages. It has some messages that I feel will help the future. And it's a very important book. I'm honored that they wanted me to do this. But they said your book will speak our truth.
So that's amazing. Yeah, that's really great. Well, Ruth, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to meeting you at the conference, hearing your presentation, getting to talk to you more then, and of course, meeting all of you. So we'll see you all in Laughlin. This year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is going to feature over 36 scientists, researchers, and contactees. They're going to be presenting incredible disclosures over 7 days. You can now register for the full week, for half a week, or even by the day or session. And not only is there going to be over 36 amazing presentations, you're going to get a Skywatch, meet and greets, and exclusive film screenings. And there's always going to be only one presentation at a time, so you don't have to miss anything. And did I mention that there's no longer any mask mandates in Nevada? So you can now enjoy this amazing 7-day conference mask-free. Just go to their website, LaughlinUFOMegaConference.com, and register now. Last year's conference was absolutely amazing. This year's is going to be even better. So join us for an incredible 7 days of education and disclosure at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.